Preston and members of council.
I am a lawyer of 32 years, and I've had the privilege of carrying on my practice in our community for most of those years. I speak to you this evening in support not only of our downtown businesses, but all business in our community, and in support of our most vulnerable citizens, our community as a whole, and the future of our community. During my 30 years as a member of our community, I have eagerly devoted my many hours and resources as a volunteer with many projects and organizations. Why? Because I truly and wholeheartedly believe that a community grows and prospers from the collective compassion of those willing to give back to the community. Make no mistake, and please, I urge you and anyone else hearing this deputation to make no unfavorable presumptions from this deputation. There is no ill will, malintent, or hidden agenda in my presentation this evening. There is only empathy, caring, and concern for those most vulnerable in our community, for those who tirelessly safeguard them and our community, for our hardworking business owners, for our residents and community leaders constantly striving for the best for our city. As part of the campaign for the Joe Thornton Community Center, I campaigned on the downtown core being the heart and soul of a community. It's an ancient concept, but it continues to hold true today, and it's a concept to which other communities will readily attest, either by their success or by their regrettable failure. Despite the heartfelt and well-intended efforts of many, the recent decisions made to house, provide for, and safeguard our most vulnerable citizens within our downtown core have failed. The facts are undeniable. There's no need for statistics, there's no need for pictures, and there's no need for finger pointing. We are well beyond that point. Because despite those well-intended efforts and decisions, our once thriving downtown core is at a critical threshold. And the losses are mounting daily, with increased crime, incidents and damage, businesses leaving, buildings being abandoned, tenants vacating, residents afraid to walk the streets, and tourists choosing not to visit. Millions of dollars in losses, and a very bleak outlook for the future of our downtown, the future of our tourism, of our community, and our reputation. The decisions that were made, although well-intended to be sure, have also left our most vulnerable citizens suffering vandalism, losses, and threats, living under conditions that are far less than dignified in an unwelcome, unfriendly environment. We have organizations and businesses like the Nameless and the Inn that struggle to do their utmost to help alleviate those conditions, but find themselves losing the battle within the existing circumstances. It is an integration that has clearly failed. Despite the good intentions of the hardworking people who have tried, and it has resulted in a desperate situation for our downtown and our community as a whole. To be clear, my presentation to you this evening is not an invitation for election platforms or political agendas. I have no allegiance or affiliation with any particular interest group in this matter. I'm here before you this evening only out of genuine caring, compassion, concern, and frankly, sincere hopefulness for our community, for a working group with all interests represented at the table to find, and I emphasize, a real solution in real time for real people, for our vulnerable citizens, our residents, our community. This is not a matter for political gain or election campaigns. This is a matter that goes to the roots and the heart and soul of our community. This is a plea for the joining of hearts and minds for a solution that will allow each and every one of us to once again proudly say, I love to work in my community, I love to shop in my community, and I love to live in my community. I will not be inviting your questions at the conclusion of this deputation, as I have no standing with any particular interest or expertise to readily answer those questions. Instead, I simply ask, and in fact I urge you, to focus those questions, those ideas, and those efforts towards establishing the working group now, to move this urgent matter forward in a productive and expedient manner for all, so that we all, once again, can be proud to call St. Thomas home.